Reflection by Father Luis Cezano. Luke 18:35-43. That I can see. 1. What happens? This man was on the side of the road asking for money. This is the type of person who at this time of the year already wants to quit. They can't wait for this year to end, to take a break, and to breathe fresh air. It is being on the edge and not moving. It is heading nowhere. You and I could be like this blind man, feeling fed up with people and tired of trying, waiting for others to give us something without giving anything in return. It is like being on hold, waiting for others to say or do something, but I do nothing. You have to get up and try. Continue to move forward. Do something. Cheer up. Recharge your batteries and move on. Stop watching things happening around you while you do nothing. Go ahead. Keep on fighting and keep going. 2. Let him see. Jesus calls him, yet he knows what's happening with him. Those near Jesus would not let the blind man meet him. 2,000 years have passed, and those of us near Jesus continue to create distance instead of closeness. So many blind people are left behind. We that have Jesus tell them, shh, shut up, don't bother, just stay away. Jesus asks him what he wants. You can see how much respect and tenderness there is in Jesus. God always respects your freedom. You are free, and no one and nothing can take away your freedom. Not even God will take away your freedom. This is something that you have to value, because those who truly love you will respect your freedom. You must ask him to see again, to see life again, to see your history and your projects, to see how your path is going. Ask God to show you your project of life. 3. Glorify God. Our life is to give glory to God. Get back on track. Know where to go in life and how to stick up to your path. Ask God for strength and wisdom. Ask to see again and keep going. Your life is good for others. The fact that you are doing well does a lot of good to many of us. We, the ones who love you, are happy when you are doing well in life. The reason I record these audios is to give you a hand to help you in your well-being. If you like Spotify, there you can find my playlist and my reflections to lift you up and for you to be well. Today, fight for your well-being and remember that together we can do more. God bless you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And remember, heaven is our goal.